we will vote on in what is being dubbed Plan B is for messaging. It has nothing to do with trying to come up with a plan to make the nation's finances solvent. It has nothing to do with it. And it will raise only about $300 billion from high-income households. That's worse than the first offer. And in negotiations, we're supposed to try to move from one offer to another closer and closer until we have a deal. This plan, it actually raises taxes $1,000 for 25 million working families with children, and that is because it does not continue the American Opportunity Tax Credit and the improvements to the child tax credit and, most importantly, the earned income tax credit. We call these all together the tax extenders, and his plan does not deal with it at all. It's tragic.
And meanwhile, the president's got a plan on the table that includes recalculating the way that Social Security benefits are adjusted for inflation. Do you back that proposal?
I do not, and I think many Democrats in the House who supported the president, who are very fond of the president, are not about to vote for that plan.
What's the problem with that?
Well, the problem with that plan, I mean, there are a number of problems, but one of the problems with that plan, the annual cuts in benefits for the typical person who is receiving $15,000, $14,000 a year, by the age of 75 will be $560 a year. Now, that's a lot of money for my father, who's 90 years old. And, you know, my father never earned more than $25,000 a year, sent four kids through college. My mother started college when I was in eighth grade. My father's Social Security check is you know, it's nothing, $14,000, $15,000 a year. You know, a lot of it is now ideological. There are people who have never, ever supported Social Security, and they don't want it. They want it gone. And those of us in the House see ourselves as protectors of the poor. So we're not going to cut benefits.
So you've got Speaker Boehner's Plan B, a non-starter for most Democrats. The president says he'll veto it, and something not universally backed by Republicans on the one hand. And on the other hand, you've got the president's plan, roughly $2 trillion proposal, which includes roughly $1 trillion-plus in tax increases and $1 trillion in cuts, though those numbers are disputed, which includes basically a cut in Social Security benefits, which you say you can't support. Seems like an impasse.
Well, it is an impasse. The vote that we're going to take on Plan B has nothing to do with trying to come up with a solution. It's a messaging move. It has nothing to do with trying to strike a deal. And instead of spending the time messaging, we ought to be sitting down trying to really come up with a deal. I will compromise on anything except cutting the benefits of the people I represent.
Congressman Cleaver, thank you very much.
All right, good to talk with you.